Right, yeah, 20 past 5. Now, new tests on mobile phones show over a third of devices showing the 5G symbol are actually using a slower 4G connection. Carried out by the research group Policy Tracker and shared with the BBC, it found that nearly 40% of the time your phone says it's on 5G, it's actually using speeds that are more 4G. Let's get more on this with Martin Sims from Policy Tracker. Martin, thanks for coming on.
Pleasure. Hello there.
Martin, this is really interesting. I imagine a lot of people listening to this right now will be thinking, I thought that might be the case, but why did you look into this in the first place?
Well, we study spectrum policy, which is a pretty obscure field, and we wanted to put some data behind it. So we started studying what kind of download speeds you get from your phone and what kind of mobile generation it's using. And this is one of the things that came to light. And it seemed not what anybody was expecting.
I mean, Mark, my initial reaction was like, hold on a minute, you know, I've paid for this. And that's not the case. So do you think this could then lead to a little bit of trouble for the mobile phone industry?
Perhaps. The confusing thing about it all is that you may experience slower speeds, you may experience about the same speed. The difficult thing is that typically if you're getting 20 megabits per second or more, it's very hard to notice the difference. It's a matter of half a second or a quarter of a second when downloading a typical website. But I think it's just not what people expect. It's not treating the consumer in the way that we've come to expect. If you've bought a 5G contract, you expect it to be 5G. And if you see 5G on your phone, mm-hmm. you expect it to be 5G, and quite often it's 4G, and that seems not a proper way of treating the consumer.
So I think that's really important, Martin, isn't it, to ascertain exactly what difference that makes between 4G and 5G. You said, what, a quarter of a second downloading a website? That's what we're talking about here.
It's once your mobile speed gets above 20 megabits per second, the difference is hard to spot. So yeah. What really people want is a consistent signal everywhere. The emphasis on a lot of mobile phone marketing is on very high speeds. You wouldn't really notice between 100 megabits per second and 20 or 30 in most circumstances.
So is this a technical limitation then, or is this just a case of over-promising what 5G can currently do?
It's a technical choice. So at the moment, you see the 5G icon on your phone if the 5G is available on that base station, not necessarily that you're connected to it. So that's a technical choice in how you, for both mobile phone manufacturers and operators, as to how they show you the 5G icon. They could not show it so much.
Martin, I live a kind of curious life, right, between living rurally and living in the city. And weirdly, sometimes in the city, my network isn't as good as it is rurally. So you've done a bit of testing here, haven't you, across cities and some rural areas. So where does it 5G, where does it actually work really well?
It should work, well, it would work the best actually in suburbs often, because you've got 5G tends to have been rolled out in cities, and in suburbs you tend to have less people. So the more people you have on using a base station, the slower the speeds are. So if you go right to the centre of London, you'll find that often you can't switch off your hire bike because you can't get a connection. Whereas if you go to places like the suburbs of Birmingham, for example, the speeds can be quite high. If you go to rural areas, typically the speeds are a lot lower. And where we did the tests in North Lincolnshire, you get far fewer base stations. They're further away, so the signal is not as good and the speed is not as good, and sometimes it's not there at all.
I'll make sure I park my line bike in Birmingham the next time I get one in London. So what's your advice then, just to finish, Martin, here? Because I think a lot of people will be quite cross about this. If you're paying for 5G, that's what you should get. So what would you advise a customer to do in that situation?
Well, if you're not tied into your contract, you can change to another operator. Apps like our Signal Tracker One enable you to compare the signal strengths between your existing operator and another SIM card you might have bought from the local corner shop. So that's a good thing to do. You can also bring this up with the operator if you think the service you're getting is very poor, and sometimes they can do something about it or suggest you change the settings on your phone, but typically it's to do with how close you are to base stations. Often you'll find there is an operator which is preferable to the one you've got at the moment.
Well, Martin, grateful for your time. Thanks so much for coming on. I was confused about why Snake on my old 6210 was getting so slow. Now I know the answer. Martin Sims from Policy Tracker, thanks for your time. It's 26 minutes past five.
Sometimes you just need the experts to point out the obvious to you. Yeah. You're in a city, there's more people, so the system's under strain. You think, why can't I get a signal?
Yeah.
It's ludicrous.
It does wind me up.
It winds us all up. It really does. We're going to update you on what's going on.